Mr. Rajni Padia and Mrs. Madhu Padia from the Indian Community and Culture Association here in Cambridge.
We're going to recite the oldest Hinduism mantra, the Gayatri mantra, three times.
Om Bhurbhuvah Swah Tatasavirudurvarerayam Bhargo Devasya Dhyayadimahi Diyo Yo Namah Prachodayah. Om Bhurbhuvah Swah Tata Vaisvirturreviyayam Bhargo Devasya Dhyayam Diyo Yo Namah Prachodayah. Om Bhurbhuvah Swah Tata Vaisvirturveyam Bhargo Devasya Dhyamahi Diyo Yo Namah Prachodayah.
This mantra is written in Sanskrit. It's not in Hindi or in Gujarati either. Sanskrit is the language which is the teachings of our religion is done in Sanskrit. And that is one of the reasons why a lot of us do not follow. But gradually, I think as you start progressing in age, you start taking a little more interest in what your religion is all about. I just want to relate what my own personal experience has been in Hinduism. I'm sure all of you would agree with me that most of us follow religion by what our parents do. It is an observed basis on which we follow religion. Gradually as we progress, we ask the questions. And if you come across the right guru, a spiritual guru, we'll start getting the answers that we need. When I was 49 in 2001, the penny dropped. I found a guru, a spiritual guru, who explain what the fundamentals of Hinduism are. They were totally different from what I understood them. All that he said to me was five things that matter. One, you find a good spiritual guru. Finding a good spiritual guru is not easy. And it takes time. You've got to test the guru. And you can't keep on testing. You test him once and you're happy. You move on. Second, very simple, whatever the guru asks you to do, you do. You do not question, but you just do. The spiritual guru is such a person, he knows your spiritual level. He will not ask you to do anything that is difficult to start with. He'll gradually build up your spiritual understanding. And that is where the relationship between the guru and yourself starts improving, because you are getting to become spiritual minded in the right manner. Third, that whatever you do in your spiritual life, don't try to do it by yourself only. Trying to follow your religion by yourself, many times it happens you just lose perspective because there is nobody else to hold your hand. The guru will not be with you all the time. He suggests that if you have at least two other friends who are similar-minded, will enable you to continue your religious development. And I've seen that happening because I've got two very, very close friends. It has stayed me steady and steadfast. Unity is one thing that has always been an emphasis in every religion, not only in Hinduism. And if you are united, you follow what is expected out of you and do it with due diligence, it does make the difference in your own spiritual development. And last, do not go to the temple, mosque, or the church just to pray. Make sure that you give your service to the church, the mosque, or the temple, or a mandir in our case. That way you will be doing your seva or your service with other like-minded people whom you come to know, and they will also enable you to stay and develop your own spiritual understanding. So spiritually, I believe having the right guru has helped not only me, my wife, but my children as well, progress in life and be much more focused, be much more calmer, and have a very clear understanding that religion is the basis of all of our lives. Without it, it's a big, big hole. Thank you very much.